Well, today we have a guest joining us here in our studios, audiologist Doug Leonard from ASI is in with us here this morning. I want to talk a little bit about some opportunities that are out there. Doug, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Jim. Are we doing sound advice now? Or well, not sound advice. Are we doing who's going to win?
Maybe. We could.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you who's going to win. People with hearing difficulties have an opportunity to win. You know, and I'm going to use the example because this is what we're going to use up front. Is a lot of times we are involved in certain things because we want to feel part of something, whether it be a club, an organization, perhaps church. You know, we want to feel part of something with other people. But what a shame it is when folks go to an event like that or a place like that, and they don't necessarily feel a part of it because they have hearing difficulties and they're not wanting to say, I'm sorry, what was that you said again? You know, it's not appropriate in a church to do that type of thing. You know, those are things that can be fixed and actually quite easily. And the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic, I know you recently helped to install a system there that will help folks with the hearing difficulties be a part of that again.
Absolutely, yeah. I was really excited about it, Jim. We put in what's called a loop system in the church. Now, you know, a couple years ago, the church was renovated, and we installed a new sound system. And it had some assistive listening headsets that people could use. It was an FM system, basically. So there are some headsets that people can get. They have to put headphones on. They have a little box, kind of think about like a Walkman going back to when we were kids. And that will pick up the system, the sound system in the church there. But, you know, one of the problems with that is it's not always convenient to get that type of an item. They're not easily accessible. And also, you know, it can call attention to people a little bit. They may feel a little self-conscious if they have to put headphones on or earbuds in their ears. And so a loop system is something that works in conjunction with our current system. And it allows people that have hearing aids that are equipped with what's called a telecoil to just walk into church, hit a button on their hearing aid, basically, or turn an app on their phone, and hear the sound system directly through their hearing aids. So their hearing aids act like headphones. Without getting any extra equipment, they don't have to do anything. All they do is walk into church and turn it on, and they hear the sound system better than possibly you and I do.
Sure. Well, and what a difference for a lot of those folks. Some of those places, a lot of ambient noise out there. I don't want to pick on folks, but because we love it when babies cry, because that's the future of your church, too, no matter what church you belong to. But, you know, when babies fuss, children make noise, cell phones ring, all that kind of, all those things are distracting. And for those of us with relatively normal hearing for our age, we can filter that out to a certain extent. But for those who have hearing difficulties, that becomes a real problem.
It does. And not just that ambient noise, whatever it is. It could be, you know, again, people in church. It could be the fans running, air conditioning, or people shuffling the bulletin around in the pew behind you. It can also be the difficulty of reverberation, you know, sound coming out of those speakers. Even though we have a very nice sound system, you know, sound has to travel from that speaker to your ears. And so you can get some reverberation, some echo, just some strange acoustics in environments like that.
Well, you can understand why it would make sense in a church. You have a lot of folks who have a few more years on them, usually, that are sitting in church. Sometimes those folks move further and further back in the church, and that's one of the reasons why, is because they just don't feel like they're part of it anymore because they really can't hear much.
And, you know, I just couldn't imagine sitting in church, and God bless them for their dedication to go to church for that, but to be able to sit into a service and not hear what the minister's saying, not being able to participate, know what the song numbers are, know what the announcements are, you know. So anything that is broadcast through the microphone, through the sound system of a church, is going to be picked up by that. Now, of course, if the minister forgets to turn their microphone on, they won't hear that, but is really a great system for people.
Yeah. And at the Catholic Church here in Atlantic, I know you've mentioned there's a Catholic Church in Carroll that you've been a part of as well.
Yeah, St. Lawrence installed one of those systems a few years ago. And you know, several of my patients that are members of that church in Carroll are just love it. You know, they're able to hear. You know, I actually had an experience with a church here just last weekend when we got it installed and heard back from kind of anecdotally from a person who has hearing loss that she was able to hear things in church that she had said never heard before. You know, so it's just a way to bring people into that, you know, get as many people involved in that service as we can, make them feel a part of a community.
Sure. And these systems are becoming more and more common.
They are. Yeah, they are. You know, certainly in houses of worship, churches, you know, I would encourage any church in Atlantic that has a sound system right now to really consider adding this in conjunction or in addition to their system. It's not something that has to take the place of what they already have. It can be used in addition to it. So churches, you know, any place where people get together where there's a PA system, you know, convention centers, meeting halls, you know, the community building in Atlantic, the country club in Atlantic, the auditorium at the high school, you know, any place where people may struggle to hear a little bit because of their hearing loss and acoustics and all those things that has a sound system could use this.
And it's something that is, it's being more used more widely, but part of that is, too, it's kind of like the chicken and the egg. It's mm-hmm. great to have the system, mm-hmm. but do folks have the hearing aids that can pick up that system?
And that's a great question, because there are hearing aids, and I've even fit people with hearing aids that do not have telecoils. And so it's something that we struggle with as a profession, as audiologists. You know, when it comes to hearing instruments, everybody wants their hearing aid small. So anything else that you put into that hearing aid sometimes adds to the size of it. So some are the smaller hearing aids may not have a telecoil in them, but you know, it's certainly something that people, if they have trouble, if they would think that their particular church or organization or group or whatever activity they're going to be participating in, if they might have access to a loop system, they should really think about having telecoils in their hearing aids.
Sure. Well, you mentioned that here at Saints Peter and Paul in Atlantic, it was done as part of the renovation project with the church. Can it be retrofitted, though, even if you're not doing a big renovation?
Oh, certainly. You know, we did that basically. You know, we've already had the carpet installed and all the pews and everything were done in the church. So we have access at St. Peter and Paul to a full basement. So they were able to run a local electrical contractor, ran this loop wire underneath along the floor joist, basically. And it was installed in conjunction with that local contractor and then a group out of Glenwood. It's called Hearing Access Solutions. Cheryl Butler is the person that put it in for us. So it was. It can be retrofit. You know, every installation is a little bit different depending on the type of environment and the structure of the building that it's in.
Sure. Without getting in too deep into the electrical weeds here and the technical jargon and stuff, how do these systems work? You're literally, it's called a loop system because you're literally putting in a loop. So
correct.
If you're inside that loop, you're able to be able to pick that up?
That's correct. The sound system, basically, there's what's called a loop driver, which is essentially an amplifier, and it puts that audio signal through this wire loop. It's literally, I think, was a 16-gauge wire, like a speaker wire, essentially, that probably a little more specialized than that, that was installed. And then if you're within the perimeter of that, so in our church, basically, certainly the center two aisles at the Catholic Church in Atlantic, there's a little what we call spillover, so sometimes you get some signal a little bit outside of that loop, too. But if you're anywhere within that looped area, so basically the whole middle of St. Peter and Paul, you'll be able to hear the sound system.
That's a great benefit for folks to have. And, you know, the first question I'm sure a lot of folks are going to have is about cost. I mean,
sure.
Is it prohibitive? It must not be if it's becoming more common.
Well, you know, it's all about access to people and accessibility. You know, it's the installation here in Atlantic was a few thousand dollars, but it wasn't $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000.
Right.
And, you know, when you're thinking about, and I know in a lot of churches, of course, have tight budgets, fewer people go to church, you know, fewer people donate money to churches. Than we had. So, you know, you want to spend your money wisely, but if you are more inclusive and bring more people into that thing, you know, you might see tithing, you know, expand a little bit with something
sure.
like that.
Sure. Well, we kind of talked about how this is becoming more prevalent in large auditoriums and performance venues, things like that. But you and I were talking before we got on the air here this morning that you might even see this in everyday life, just at, like, drive-up windows and things like
well,
that.
Well, that would be a great I would really encourage businesses in Atlantic, whether that be banks, grocery stores, any kind of a private business, retail, or anything. There can be loop systems installed in those places of business as well. You know, imagine the challenge of having a hearing loss, driving through a drive-up window at a bank, not being able to hear very well, your vehicle's running, your window's down, maybe your air conditioning or heater's running. There's other vehicles around you. The folks that just put our loop system in at the church here, she had done a pharmacy recently. So it was a drive-through window at a pharmacy. So if you drive up to that pharmacy window, you're able to hear what that person's saying on the other side of the glass directly in your hearing aids. Works really well.
That's a big benefit. The whole point of drive-through windows is ease and convenience and quickness for your customers. Mm-hmm. And if they have to sit here and say, I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, what? Mm-hmm. The convenience, the quickness, all that stuff kind of disappears. So, yeah, what a nice, handy opportunity for folks to be able to get a little bit better service there, too.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, it's better service for the customer, and it really speeds up the whole process for the bank or for the drive-through, right. Whether that's a bank, a pharmacy, even restaurants can do that.
It's amazing that technology just keeps evolving, in some cases for the good. Mm-hmm. This is one of them.
Yep.
But it's nice to be able to see that how that technology that we sometimes get frustrated with can help us in our everyday lives, too.
Very much so.
Yeah, it's always evolving and changing. So if you are maybe using hearing aids and maybe you don't have those features on there, maybe that's something to discuss with your audiologist.
Certainly is. Find out whether, and they may not be aware of it. You know, we talked again off the air about sometimes you buy a vehicle and there's features in there that you may have been told about one time, but you're not aware of them. You know, that happens sometimes in a hearing aid fitting too. People may not use that particular feature at the time and then need it later on. So ask your audiologist or your hearing aid dispenser, whoever you got your hearing aids from, whether that's a possibility.
I didn't understand Bluetooth until somebody explained it to me. So, you know, that's the way it works. Very good. So ask those questions. Very good stuff. Doug, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. That's it's pretty exciting. Folks, it's always nice to be able to be more inclusive with folks and get more people involved.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you giving us a chance to spread that message.